Hey Josh, how's it going?
Good.
What were your takeaways today after watching the tape for the first time?
Very, very similar to yesterday. Just got to stay in manageable downs. We got behind the sticks and had some third and longs. That we gotta keep ourselves in better manageable downs. And then just here and there, guys. We look at the drive that we moved the ball down there and scored. And we know we can be that kind of offense. It's just putting that together. And we got to all play consistent. And as far as myself, that's the thing I'm driving for myself is just you look at the level of play that's required, especially from the quarterback when you're in a new unit. You got to play at a high level, and so I demand that on myself. And so there was a few things that I'd like to do better to give us a better chance to be more productive.
Josh, when you watched the film, did you feel like there were any chances you could have gone downfield, maybe where you didn't?
Yeah, I maybe here and there, but there was two factors that we had to consider. And A, like similar to what I said yesterday, they were really staying on top of us, and giving us the underneath stuff, and I felt like we did a good job of taking advantage of that. As we continue to grow as a unit, I think we would like to find other ways to push the ball down the field, and I think we'll get to that. But obviously, whether it's, the front that you're playing in Buffalo with those guys, the pass rush, is you have to be careful how much you hold on to the ball and that kind of stuff because they can create issues, and we have to be mindful of that moving forward too. But at the same time, we definitely want to be able to create bigger plays for ourselves. And there's something I think we left out there, maybe the ball didn't get thrown or there was a miscommunication here and there. But there's some things that I know from my end I feel like I can do better that'll help us create some explosive plays. And it's demanding a lot out of myself, but I think we can get that done. I believe we can get that done.
Going back and looking at the tape, Josh, like you guys did today, what did you see from Kearse and Will Tye, guys who just came in here very recently and joined the offense?
Well, first and foremost, just they caught the ball, when you're new like that, if you don't do anything else physically, if you could just do your part, that's a huge help. And they both did that. When the ball was thrown to them, they caught it. There's some tweaks here and there that we need to – that I think will get better as they, learn the offense more. And I think they're both going to be, end up being assets for us as we grow. Those guys got here 5 days ago and they had, some explosive plays in our game, or some big catches at least from their position groups. And so, I think that's encouraging and hopefully something that we can build on. And like I said, we get some of these other guys back healthy and continue to grow. I think it'll be good for everybody, but really pleased with the way, Will and Jermaine played.
Josh, what gives you confidence that you guys are going to be able to get the running game going, considering the fronts that you guys are facing?
Yeah, I mean, because I trust the coaches, I trust – that they'll come up with a plan and that'll that they feel good about, that'll give us a great opportunity to be effective in the run game, and I think that's something that we can look forward to because obviously we have to address that, and that's got to be better, and we look forward to that happening. So I'm not concerned with that. Trust that we'll have a good plan and be ready to go, be ready to execute it.
How hard, in hindsight, which we all know is 2020, but how hard was it to do what you guys tried with new players coming in so recently, and the fact that you really did not play a lot yourself in the preseason, only three series, how hard was that to put all together in that short of time?
It's not the ideal situation, but at the same time, you know, it was the situation that we found ourselves in, so we're trying to make the most of it. And as part of being a pro and being in this league is just whatever situation you find yourself in, making the most of it. And so as we mentioned, Jermaine and Will and Robbie kicking over to Z, you know, it's a new spot for him, and then being limited just with the health of the tight ends, and there's a lot of moving parts. And so more than anything, just no moral victories or anything like that, but just proud of how we handled the procedures of things, you know, with substituting and for Coach Morton, to be, calling his first NFL game like that, and that to have to, I don't know if people, realize or appreciate how hard that is to when you have a game plan for a certain personnel group, and then it could change based on injuries and just the domino effect that has on how many positions guys have to learn. So that was tough, and I just appreciate how hard our guys worked to make sure that we didn't have any of those issues this past weekend, and that was good. But that wasn't, it was like I said, it wasn't ideal, but I feel like, we maximized our time last week to give ourselves a chance, and I look at the things that I feel like I could have done better that would help, help the game, whether it's make a throw here or there and protect the football a little better. Those things, I don't know whether they have anything to do with really when those guys got here or not. So that's kind of how I frame it. But hopefully that's the idea, is that we'll get better as this year progresses, and it's a long year, and hopefully we can grow, as the year goes on.
Anything else for Josh?
I guess not.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.